News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are, of course, in Killarney. We are in the beautiful Café du Parc, nestled in the heart of Killarney Town, in between the National Park and the town itself. Absolutely gorgeous. And as part of our summer tour today, we're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay for two at the luxurious Killarney Plaza Hotel and Spa, where we stayed last night, the News Talk Breakfast team. The prize also includes dinner at the award-winning Café du Parc, where we had our dinner last night. Very, very good. You're very lucky to be doing that. And a stylish day-to-night cafe and bar known for its delicious food and lively atmosphere. Wake up to a hearty breakfast each morning before heading out to explore Killarney's stunning surroundings. Literally, we are steps away from Ireland's oldest national park, and after a day of adventure and discovery, relax and recharge in the comfort of the hotel's leisure club. And to be in with a chance to win, simply answer the following question: what county will Kerry face in the preliminary quarter final here in Killarney tomorrow? What county will Kerry face in the preliminary quarter final here in Killarney tomorrow? Is it A, Derry, or B, Cavan? A, Derry, or B, Cavan? Send your answer and your name to us now on WhatsApp on 087 1400 106. And a man who knows the answer, I'm pretty sure, to this question is sitting in front of me now this morning. Good morning to you, Michael Healy-Ray.
Good morning, June. You're very welcome to the tourism capital of the Western world.
I actually believe you, because it's 7 o'clock in the morning and it is hot in Killarney this morning.
Well, you do realise you're saying all this as if this is unusual. You know that the temperature in Kerry is always around the mid-20s.
The microclimate of the kingdom. Absolutely.
That's a fact, yeah.
Absolutely. We said we would have you on because we said lots of people would know about Killarney and it's absolutely stunning. And of course, there's also Kenmare and there's Dingle. There's loads of beautiful spots and Tralee and you know, you could keep going. But hidden gems that people mightn't know about in Kerry, there's those two.
Well, you see, I'll just give you an example, a couple of quick examples. Everybody, for example, knows Mukra's House in Killarney, and they also know that we have a wonderful, it's like an old village on the grounds of Mukra's House, but everybody knows that. But for example, then, if you were on the Ring of Kerry route itself, not too far outside of Killarglen, we have a place, it's owned by John and Olive and Timmy Mulvihill. It's called the Red Fox. Now, the Red Fox is a pub, it's a shop, but alongside it, they have a bog village that many, many years ago, as in maybe about 40 years ago, they built what would be a traditional bog village. And like, if you'll go in there now this morning at 8 o'clock, there will be buses outside the door. It's like Bunratty Castle, you know, with the grounds and cottages. It's like that on steroids. Because this place is really unique. Right now, this minute, they're lighting the fires inside in those cottages. Right now. And by the time the buses will pull in, the very first buses will pull in there at 7:30, 8 o'clock, starting the Ring of Kerry. So those tourists, they will get to experience what a village in Kerry was like 100 years ago. And you'll have the labourer's cottage, you'll have the sort of landlord's house, you know, all these different houses, the blacksmith's house. So that's just one little hidden treasure. But then everybody knows, for example, the Cliffs of Moher and worldwide. But you know that we have something in Kerry, and I'm not exaggerating, it is every bit as good as the Cliffs of Moher.
The Cliffs of Kerry.
It's the Kerry Cliffs. It's owned by Mr. John Jordanhu and his wife and family. And he has an ordinary farm, beautiful location, just outside of Port McGee. But at the edge of his farm, literally, there are these massive cliffs, beautiful cliffs. So he had the foresight, again, maybe about 20 years ago, he made a big roadway into his farm, a massive big car park that you could head there this morning with 20 coaches, and there's enough parking room. He has a restaurant for your services. He has the bathrooms. But then you walk out this path, and literally, you have this wonderful area to walk along, very safe and all of that.
Yeah.
But wonderful views. But then the next stop after him is America. And like that in itself is a unique experience. Across the way in Valinche Island, we had a wonderful mountain called Gjokon Mountain.
Gjokon.
Now, Gjokon Mountain, you're a fine, healthy young lady. And like, if I said to you, we'll climb Gjokon Mountain, like you'd say, oh God, yeah, but that's a bit of a mountain. But when you got to the top of the mountain, there was absolutely massive views. Like you can see for a massive amount of miles, and you can see both inland and then out to sea. A very unique mountain. So again, a local man had the foresight. He thought, this is a wonderful place, but isn't it awful that people have to climb up this mountain?
Uh-huh.
So what did he do? He made a road up to the mountain. And he made a road that, again, you can drive a bus full of people and you can land up at this wonderful surface
on
up
Valencia.
The top on Valencia Island. And you can park your bus. So if you're a person maybe getting a little bit older or a little bit infirm, you can take your hired car or your bus. So if you're a local person from around Ireland or you're a tourist here on a tour, and all of a sudden you're above, I will admit, you couldn't have cloud cover because you're literally up on top of the sky. So if there's clouds, you wouldn't see much.
No, well, that's fair.
But on a clear day, on a day like today now, I have to admit, it would be probably the nicest place in Europe to actually be on. And you see, again, everybody knows about the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah.
But it's when you're doing the Ring of Kerry and you go off the ring then.
Because I've never heard of any of these three. Yes. I mean, I've heard of Valencia Island, but I haven't heard of Gilcone. Yes. I haven't heard of the Kerry Cliffs, but, truthfully. And yes. I've never heard of Fog Village.
And then there's a place called the Glen in Ballinskellig. Again, this is off of the Ring of Kerry and it's not far off it. So many buses do the Ring of Kerry, but they miss out on Valencia Island. They miss out on Port Magee. They miss out on Ballinskellig and all these wonderful places that are off of it. So we actually do have little, hidden gems. And for instance, Kevin and Judy Tarrant, they're local people here in Killarney. Again, before the internet or anything like that, they had the foresight to bring out a booklet called Kerry Gems. And again, they promoted small businesses in South, West, East, Mid and North Kerry. And local people, and again, I'm talking about pre, it's still in existence, Kerry Gems. It's a wonderful booklet. But before the time of computers and all that sort of thing, they were promoting the hidden gems in Kerry. And they literally had to do a booklet every year because there are so many.
And Michael, I would imagine tourism is hugely important to Kerry, because you could see when we landed and we came in on the train, we walked. It was so convenient, actually, because you land on the train in the middle of the town.
Yes.
We walked out. We literally walked across the road. We're here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel kind of instantly. But the streets were full of people having, you know, you could see them. They were having coffee, they were having wine, they were having Aperol Spritz, they were having food, families, but couples, all of that. Like the town was alive with it yesterday.
But can I let you in on a secret? And this is a factual thing, but it is the secret of what makes Kerry tick. And what it is it's here in your veins and it's the blood that's going through your hands. Around the rest of the country or in other parts of Europe, you have business people who own businesses, hotels, guest house, restaurants. And they might have got into that business. They might have bought into it. They might have made money over here and invested it over here. So their tourism is an investment. But you see, in this town, for example, the place you're in right now, it's the O'Donoghue Ring Hotels. So they have a good number of hotels around Kerry and other places. But you see, they're at it all their lives. It's like the O'Donoghue family, the O'Callaghan family, all the different families here in Killarney. Tourism is in their blood. It isn't the younger people that are running these businesses now. It was their parents. It was their grandparents.
Yeah.
They started with very, very little. And then, you see, they had a thing called courage. So rather than making a little bit of money and bank it and keep it for themselves, what they did was when they made a little bit of money, they went away and they borrowed enormous amounts of money. And they gave us products like what you're literally inside.
And it is fabulous. We're in Café du Parc. And it's like something you see in Paris. It
and
is.
That's why our standard of accommodation, and be it the smaller guest house operators, the people doing Airbnb, the people doing short-term lets, the people with the medium, small or large hotels, it's in their blood.
Well, you know what,
it's
Paul, in their DNA. Paul de Jarvi, yes.
Fifth generation.
Sixth generation. His kids are the sixth generation, who are there, are the sixth generation.
Yes.
Operating.
But the Jarvie people are very special. I have a first cousin, he's called the Singing Jarvie because he does Jarvie by day and he sings by night, Gerald Healy. And again, it's steeped in his tradition because his parents were at it before him. And again, hospitality is something you don't learn.
We've had an incredible welcome. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Michael. That is Michael Healy-Ray there, obviously. Kerry TD and indeed Minister, but we will be speaking to Paul, the sixth generation. Darby,
yeah.
A little bit later on in the show. And thank you, Michael, for coming in and talking about those hidden gems of Kerry, because Kerry is looking resplendent this morning already in the
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.